Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
After decades of denial, it's now all out in the open, hidden in plain view. A private corporate world government waging financial war against the individual and the nation state. A tsunami of 1.5 quadrillion fiat dollars flooding the world. The weaponized banking system consolidating power at an accelerated pace. We have Congressman, former Congressman Bob Barr, joining us to cover the TSA and that ongoing journey towards tyranny as the system tries to break our will and set the precedent to have federal goons on the streets of America, not just the airports. He'll be joining us coming up in about 30 minutes. And then I haven't interviewed her in years because she's pretty much retired. Charlotte Iserby, former head of policy at the Department of Education under Reagan, discovered that it really was a plan by the bureaucracy to dumb down the American people. And she's going to be joining us coming up today for a rare interview with Charlotte Iserby. So that's something that folks do not want to miss. And we'll have wide open phones also in the third hour today. We'll also take some phone calls on education or the program to dumb the population down with Charlotte Iserby. Crass commercial plug here, as G. Gordon Liddy would say. Crass commercial messages straight ahead. I haven't been able to get a hold of her in over a year and a half, so we stopped carrying her book, Deliberate Dumbing Down. I noticed it was selling for like $80, $100 on eBay and Amazon in many places. And then I noticed we had an email from her saying, well, my book's out of print. I've got, you know, 500 or so left. Whoever wants them, buy them. So I called up last week and bought every stinking one of them. And said, hey, do you want to come back on the show? It's been probably 2 years since you've been on, year and a half or so. And she said, yeah, I'm retired. She'd had some deaths in the family, so she took off some time. And she said she's leaving the U.S. again for a few months coming up here very soon. And she said, if you want all the books, they're yours. These are the size of basically the Austin phone book. And it chronicles the entire dumbing down process with the government's own documents. And this is such an important tool for people who are in education or for parents who are concerned. Everybody who's a school board member needs to have this to bring this book up in your school board meeting. So people really understand there's a reason we've gone from number one in the world 50 plus years ago to being behind every industrialized world nation and behind many third world nations. So it just went up on the shopping cart this morning. It's discounted. And it's available at Infowars.com, Deliberate Dumbing Down by Charlotte Iserby. I hope everybody will get that book and get it out to everyone they know. And this is the end. This is it. The book is going out of print, and she is done. So if you want it, it's available at Infowars.com. Okay, when we come back, I want to get into the economy. No end in sight to U.S. economic crisis. As scariest jobs chart ever shows, post-recession unemployment is at its worst since World War II. And everyone plays along with this 9.8%. Why does everyone just play along with a blatant lie? It's over 22%. But they're saying, you know, it's deep trouble at 9.8. Continuing, we're going to get into the warmest year on record. The truth is global warming has halted. Ted Turner urges global one-child policy to save planet from the summit going on down in Cancun, Mexico. Also, another patent up on Infowars.com. Spraying the skies, the 1975 U.S. patent for powder chemtrail generation. That's all coming up. The latest on WikiLeaks, the latest on the drills escalating the situation on the Korean Peninsula, latest on the lame duck session, and a teen dies after being hit by a baseball.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action. tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday-priced packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, the sixth day of December 2010, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Former Congressman Bob Barr is going to be joining us coming up later in the hour to talk about the TSA and the Freedom of Information Act request he's put in, dealing with the TSA reportedly circulating memos about persecuting people that criticize the TSA, all part of this reign of terror with the new minimum wage federal brown shirt, legions that work for the Homeland Security Gestapo or NKVD. But I wrote some notes last night before I get into all this news. You know, sometimes just the urgency really hits me. And last night I couldn't even sleep. I was so focused on what's happening in our society and just how real and palpable and absurdist. I mean, it's so real, it's so off the charts that it is absurd how much tyranny we're putting up with. The federal government comes out last week and openly admits that they are spying on basically all the credit card transactions and store loyalty card transactions in real time. There's face scanning cameras, license plate reading cameras up all over the country and going up worldwide. Domestic spy forces, InfraGuard, 50,000+ clergy recruited by Homeland Security to spy on their flocks and to give them sermons about submitting to tyranny. We have the actual training manuals 5 years ago on this. Years later, it was partially declassified. I mean, it's so creepy. And the torture camps and the secret torture camps and how it continues no matter who is in office. And over again, the Al-Qaeda leadership caught working with the U.S. government and caught being at the Pentagon and military bases. I mean, it's just insane. And over again, every week or two, it comes out that the government knowingly authorized this chemical in the plastics or this chemical in the water and that they want to sterilize us. They want to give us cancer. It's really simple. You got a bunch of control freak sadists who, under National Security Act of 47, brought in hundreds of thousands of Nazis and their supporters because they would follow orders. They found lots of other Americans that would follow orders to set up this eugenics operation. And Adolf Hitler and everything he did was publicly funded by the Rockefellers and the Carnegies and Mr. Watson of IBM. And now all those same families finance the eugenics and the Planned Parenthood and the sterilization and the forced vaccines and the fluoride in the water. And we've got all the Rockefeller documents in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. I've shown you here on air. We've linked to them. They're public about how they've come out with vaccines that have sterilants in them and how it only sterilizes a certain percentage so you don't notice. I mean, it's so diabolical, and it's out in the open, and I've got to just sit here every day and calmly cover this. And I feel like a radio show isn't even the format. You know, having ads, having guests, having to have guests on who aren't as informed, and just the childlikeness and the ignorance of the public and the open evil just running rampant everywhere and I don't feel like I'm the person to be able to even bring you this information. It's so horrific and so off the charts. And then just everybody goes about their business with sports and having fun and going to the movies, and I don't blame them. In fact, during the Great Depression, people got even more distracted and more into entertainment and more into escapism. But this is something that you can't escape by living in denial. And I understand, and I know many of you understand, that there's this high-tech facade that we all take part in and add to in this engineered society where our paradigms are basically written into the culture and we're put in front of the television in our diapers to just be conditioned to live in this false reality. And then right beneath the surface, the membrane between this false reality, the false paradigm, and the real reality is paper thin. It's Bible paper thin. You can see through it. And right there is the leering, mechanized evil. You know, the globalists don't care about 1 million-plus Iraqis that Lancet years ago reported. You know, just 6 years into the war, it was 1 million-plus dead. Hundreds of thousands of dead Afghans. Do you think they care about you? I mean, when you watch a football game, when you watch the news, when you listen to talk radio, when you read the newspaper, it's like living in an absurdist cartoon 1984. Every time there's a basketball three-pointer, they cut to five troops at the basketball game to create a Pavlovian response to associate a victory with the troops and to build them up in false status, like they are the kings, they are the best, they are the heroes. But that's only so that false mantle of heroic dynamism can be added to the state, as if the state represents our young warriors. They understand our base instincts to love our young warriors, but they're not our warriors. They work for the globalist. Oh, they've got a false paradigm, a false downloaded hypnotic suggestion, compulsive hypnotic, you know, brainwashing template put into them since birth that, you know, land of the free, home of the brave, John Wayne, but that's not what it is. Those troops are hated. Homeland Security hates their guts. Homeland Security knows that like a piece of military equipment or a howitzer cannon, they have to be spiked after they get out of the military. So they're injected and used as guinea pigs and nerve gassed, and they use uranium weapons, and they're filled with all the vaccines, and they're now having the announcements that their pension funds are going to be taken that they were promised, and they got to get their own health care. And the VA hospitals are just rat-infested warrens. But all the supposed troop supporters, they never want to hear about that. They want the shallow, oh, I love the troops, I fly an American flag out front my house. When America was dead and gone a long time ago, overrun and taken over by the corporate Borg, using us as the engine for their world government. And if you want to save this country, because it's been heads above any other nation with its basic liberties, though those liberties were never really fully realized, it was the greatest idea, that Jeffersonian idea. I know that's a lot better than what the globalists are offering. Ancient tyranny amalgamated with high-tech systems of control. I know we're dealing with psychopaths. I know we're dealing with sadists. I know Homeland Security's running around taking over the media and trying to censor people. I know the world government's real because it's out in the open. I've got the basic survival instinct, not the courage. No, 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 not courage. Self-preservation. Sure, I could go along with this. I could have played ball with the system. I could get some little petty power position in this thing. A long time ago, I passed the point of return over a decade ago. But in the end, I would be destroying myself and my family and my species. The only thing you can do is get educated on these issues, get informed on these issues, and get involved exposing corruption. And believe me, it's everywhere. The system has made the decision to go for broke. The system is now pulling out all the stops. And so they don't care if you know that they're getting ready and openly announcing that they're going to not just freeze Social Security, but start cutting it. What do you think the inflation is? That's a cut right there. That they are going after the group that if they can get away with it with that group, they can get away with any group. And that is telling troops, get your own insurance after you're out of the military. We're not going to give you health care, even though you signed the contract and were promised it. I mean, if they can get away with that, they can do anything, ladies and gentlemen. The globalists compete with each other over who can be the most cunning, the most ruthless, the most abusive, the most bloodthirsty. They enjoy the power. They enjoy the secret police. They enjoy the secret arrest. They enjoy the snatch and grab teams. They enjoy the psychopathic power. They are turning our paradigm from a liberty-based paradigm where you might not always get liberty and freedom, but at least that's honored, to a system where our heroes on scores of TV shows like 24 are torturing miscreants. None of us are safe. All of us are under this attack. I don't care if you're a cop, a school teacher, a bureaucrat, or a congressperson. These silly Democrat and Republican, you know, fights that they have, two different management teams squabbling over the levers of power. But that's only one level of the power. Above them are the corporate puppet masters who are setting up a corporate tyranny, who do have a policy of scorched earth to dumb down our population, to destroy the engines of individual liberty and social cohesive strength. It is a scorched earth, ruthless policy. And in your gut, you know I'm telling the truth. Any of you got a soul left? But intellectually, it's all around you. You've got to have the courage to face it. And as I said, not even the courage, the self-preservation. Look, we all die individually. The reason I don't have fear of the New World Order is because I'm not worried about myself individually. My only fear is that they are successful in what they're doing. Hitler was only one bad son. You know, that's like a tree, baby tree they cut down. That's all he was for the globalists.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band.
Declaring independence.
Declaring independence.
It is so humiliating to be a slave.
On a bloody war.
Don't you understand? When the tyrants get a tyranny in place, they get to have all the land, all the ideas, all the women, all the success. Everybody has to lick their boots. And they always create the same type of society. It's a giant grid, so they get to bully and control people. It's so cartoonish to watch an NFL football game where the whole thing is about worshiping wars and worshiping the military. When we don't even run our country anymore, we're fitting the bill for this private world government. And they hold up those troops up there and talk about how much they care about them when they hate their stinking guts and the entire apparatus of government is pointed at the veterans. And that's on record. And I'll be on neocon talk shows and I'll bring this up to them and it's like they don't hear me. Or I'll bring up, you know, Al-Qaeda was created by our own government. You know it's protected. You know it's admitted Anwar al-Awlaki, supposedly the number one under bin Laden, and he's being protected. And he's hanging out at the Pentagon secretly. Fox News. And those hosts don't attack me. They don't even respond. They move on to something else. They don't want to see it. Don't you get it? We've got a criminal cartel running our country and beginning to take over the world. And the UN was their own Pentagon creation. And they openly say once a world government's in place, there's nowhere to run. You know, if one state of 50 is oppressive or has higher taxes, people just run to the next. It's the same thing globally. If one nation has lower taxes and more freedom, you're going to move there. So they want global standards, global government, continuity of agenda, so you don't have a choice, so you have nowhere to run. And I know most of you understand this better than I do. But I think about the Stasi. I think about what went on in East Germany until 1989. And then I look at what our country's become, and the actual spying grid makes the Stasi, the greatest surveillance state ever, look tame in comparison. I mean, we know this government's out of control, and they know what the TSA is about, a big power grab to take over the states, to take over transportation, to stick their hands down your pants, to create no travel, no fly, no gun buy, no get credit list. They've announced all that, where to do anything, you've got to be on the government list authorizing it. I mean, that's worse than East Germany. It's stinking travel permits right out of East Germany. And people don't value freedom because they just take it for granted. The American people are in a trance. They're in a daze. Literally, they, and what's even worse is they smile with that brainwashed, slave, mesmerized grin of like, basically, it's the grin of like a bad child, and laugh at those of us that care like we're weak for caring. They think because they don't care and they're not involved that that's a strength. Ignorance is strength. That was one of the mottos in 1984. Eric Blair, George Orwell. He'd worked for British intelligence. He'd worked for the communists. He'd worked for the Imperial Police. And he wrote a book saying it's all controlled. Both sides staged wars. The government was staging terror attacks in the book. 1948 it was written. Black helicopters are looking through your walls. Your television sets watch you. And now all the major video game makers have come out with face scanning video games like Kinect. They've come out with face scanning video games with cameras that recognize your face and up to 10 people's different voices in the room. TiVo admits they're tracking what you watch. Google admits they're using the onboard cameras and microphones to watch you. Public schools all over the country come out and say, yeah, we're using cameras on laptops to watch you at home. I mean, it's just all out in the open now. This is 1984. And there's still wealth because there was liberty here. So I'm watching the wealth drain out, like watching a person bleed to death, watching their skin go from pink to ashen white. Or if they were black, watching their skin go from chestnut to almost a green color. I'm watching the blood just pour out of the body politic. And watch the big central banks just drinking it up like a bunch of vampire bats, little stunted devils enjoying themselves, laughing at us. I watch those being fed on, drugged out of their minds on fluoride. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calben 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calben Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
How will we reverse the tide of tyranny? The special interests globally that go in any nation they wish, buy off the politicians, and then attach themselves to the people's tax money. Got all the special interests. They write the rules to shut down their competition. Evidenced by the fact that 97% of stimulus money to small businesses went to Fortune 500. Evidenced by Obama giving hundreds of waivers to McDonald's and others to not have to get insurance for their employees, but everybody else who has a company is going to be forced to. That's an unfair trade advantage. You know, these are the real forms of discrimination that are taking place in our society. And then in the name of not having discrimination, they say everyone will have the TSA body scan you. Everyone will have the TSA stick their hands down your pants. Everyone will have their rights taken away. Unless you're a member of Congress or a member of the cabinet. No, you get to go around the naked body scanners. And then I see all these news articles Feds warrantlessly tracking Americans' credit cards in real time. Wired Magazine, they just say, oh, guess what? We're not just spying on you. We're tracking all your credit cards, and we're tracking all your loyalty cards in real time. Here's the Washington Post. Government reports violations of limits on spying aimed at U.S. citizens. So we've gone from 4 years ago, Bush in that press conference, President Bush saying, oh, we don't spy on you without warrants, to just, hey, everything's spied on. Well, there's an organization out there fighting it, and it's Liberty Guard, libertyguard.org. And, of course, Bob Barr is the chair and the head of it. We had the president on of Liberty Guard last week. His website's bobbarr.org. He really doesn't need any introduction. Well-known congressman, defender of civil liberties and basic human rights, also ran in 2008 as Libertarian presidential candidate for president, and had a good showing on that front, and certainly got to inject a lot of serious issues into the debate. He joins us for the next 25 minutes. Congressman, good to have you on with us.
Oh, it's always great to be with you all and your many, many listeners out there.
Congressman, I mean, let's start at the beginning. How did we go this far where the town I live in has federally run face scanning cameras and license plate readers through the Threat Fusion Center? They have clergy response teams, admittedly, with preachers trained to spy for Homeland Security. That's Associated Press. We have TSA sticking their hands down people's pants and radiating them, but the borders are basically wide open. I'm glad you formed Liberty Guard and for years have been speaking out against this, but man, you know, folks were like, oh, Bob Barr's kind of a little too concerned 10 years ago. Now people are saying, my God, I mean, are we going to be worse than 1984?
I tell you, the technology that is available nowadays that governments and businesses can use to invade privacy and to data mine goes far beyond anything that George Orwell could have envisioned. So, in some respects, certainly we're not at the point of the totalitarian brutality state that was depicted in 1984. But in terms of the technology that is available to government to invade people's privacy and to control them by taking away their privacy, far exceeds what was available or could be even contemplated back in the 1940s when 1984 was written.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, take the TSA, and I want to see if you concur with me, and then I want you to have some time and go over your view on it and what Liberty Guard is doing. But they, I mean, I saw Ridge 7 years ago when he was head of Homeland Security on C-SPAN in a two-hour roundtable with corporate heads. He said, you'll have to have an ID card to have a job. That's the real ID. He said that it will be internal checkpoints, and now they're out there with the TSA running checkpoints on highways, bus terminals, as you know, Congressman. And now they're saying a no-fly, no-buy. If they say you can't fly, you can't buy a gun, no judge, no jury, you're put on this Kafka-esque list. I mean, is this not internal checkpoints? Give us your take on that and just the overall spectrum of what's happening with the TSA.
What's happened here, Alex, is we've had a sort of a perfect storm. We've seen, and you've seen, of course, because you've spoken out about it for many years, the growth in government power on virtually all fronts, but it accelerated greatly as a result of what happened on September 11th of 2001. And it is that abject fear that has both empowered government to greatly accelerate the steps to control people, to take away their privacy, to gain information, to control them in various ways. And it's that same fear that has made so many Americans virtual sheep in terms of saying, well, if it makes us safer, it's okay. We have to give up some of our freedom in order for government to make us secure. I mean, that is a toxic mixture that has given rise now to the scenario that you've just described, which, for example, just focusing on one very small part of it, and that is the TSA naked body scanners the very intrusive hand searches. Clearly, these are unconstitutional because they are doing this to people as to whom they have no reasonable suspicion whatsoever that they have done anything wrong or are purporting or attempting, for example, to bring weapons or explosives on an airplane. Also, I think it's important for people to keep in mind, as I know your listeners do, that the freedom to travel, the right to travel in interstate commerce, that is to take a commercial airliner from point A to point B, has been found many years ago by the U.S. Supreme Court to be a fundamental index of freedom, of liberty. Now, are we going to get to the point where the Supreme Court will put a stop to this nonsense? I don't know. Justice Alito on the U.S. Supreme Court, for example, in an opinion a few years ago, seemed to indicate that without some suspicion that an air traveler is doing something wrong or that TSA can articulate a reason why they need to search this particular person beyond the normal screening process is unconstitutional. Whether or not he still believes that, whether or not a majority of the court will so render a decision, I don't know. And even though I'm not terribly hopeful that will happen, it's terribly important that we finally get some resolution of this, to get this teed up so that it can get through the courts.
Well, absolutely, Congressman. But on top of that, we've seen in the last few weeks cases where they want to x-ray a woman's breast milk, or they want another woman to dump her milk out, and they hold up the TSA's own rule book, which is just regulations, but their own rules, and they don't care because so many of these people, it seems, enjoy the exercise of power. Some are polite, but I've seen others that literally treat people worse than, you know, jail guards treat prisoners. It's just incredible. And also, they're supposed to take a medical ID card when they're clearly wanding someone's knee, and it's a metal knee or a metal hip. I've talked to Governor Ventura about this. They all know who he is. I've seen him ask for autographs, but then they grab his crotch. I've flown with him right in front of him. Ron Paul was on 2 weeks ago. He said, yes, they grab his crotch. I have sat there and watched nothing but women and children being searched when I was in San Jose. So they also randomly only search certain groups. I mean, this is a complete journey towards submission to these untrained, in many respects, federal goons, Congressman. I mean, this is, as you said, so Orwellian. What about the fact that they're not even following their own procedures?
They don't often follow their own procedures. For example, when we created the Opt-Out Alliance back shortly before Thanksgiving, and we wanted to do up air traveler rights cards, which we have available. People go to Opt-Out Alliance. We put on the back of that card some of the rights that people have. And even though you can find these, you really have to dig for them through the regulations and the manuals and so forth the TSA and DHS have available. Because they don't like to let people know, for example, that if you are going to have one of the hand searches done, you do have a right to have it done privately. You do have a right to have somebody present with you. But they don't like to advertise that. With regard to those things that they do that are contrary to or are not authorized in their statute or in the regulations, they rely primarily simply on telling people and people acquiescing because they don't know any better or they think the government is telling them the truth.
Congressman, specifically dealing with the TSA, I mean, just in your gut, where do you see this fight going? The pilots are allowed to fly this, you know, giant 100-something-thousand-pound 747 missile, and they said, you want to grab my genitals? Now all they've got to do is show their ID to make sure they are the pilot. Totally reasonable. Now the unions for the flight attendants are saying no, and the TSA's backing off on them. Now they're talking about not groping small children as intensely. Lawsuits have been filed at courthouses in multiple states like Colorado. They've stopped naked body scanning below 18-year-olds because it violates the child porn laws. Where do you see this fight going? In your gut, do you agree with me that this is something actually that's gone too far, people being sexually violated, and that no matter what the TSA does or how much propaganda they put out or how much intimidation, that if you don't do it, we'll give you $11,000 fines or we'll put you on a no-fly list? I mean, do you see them losing this?
They will lose it. The American people will prevail, but it's going to take a lot of hard work over an extended period of time, Alex. It's not going to be successful. That is the fight for freedom and to rein in this intrusive, overbearing, and unnecessary, unconstitutional government behavior. It's going to take more than simply a few people protesting for a day or on a particular day and then hoping that because, for example, if TSA tries to neutralize a protest by, you know, simply not turning on or turning off the full-body scanners, that the problem goes away, people are sadly mistaken. So on the one hand, there is cause for a very slight degree of optimism. And let me explain that. First of all, you mentioned the Real ID. The Real ID was supposed to have been implemented several years ago, but has not yet been implemented and may never be implemented because the American people and state governments objected to it and objected to it loudly.
Well, you fought that. I mean, you led the charge against it.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's one of those rare victories that we've had. Now, you can never let up in the fight against government oppression. Never, ever let up. So, you know, it's a constant battle to make sure that the Real ID doesn't surface as something else. They'll give it a new acronym and so forth, or they'll fund it partially somewhere and then come back to it again later. But at least for now, that's been a very significant success in fighting government intrusion and unconstitutional behavior. Secondly, even though these are small victories that you just indicated with regard to airline pilots and some loosening of the intrusive searches and the x-rays on certain types of persons, children under and minors and so forth, it's going to take a lot more. I mean, as long as the government is able to have people subject themselves to a naked body scanner, with the only alternative being a, you know, grossly invasive manual search, without articulating any suspicion that the person that they're searching, either electronically or manually, has done anything wrong, as long as people are willing to put up with that, it's going to embolden government to continue to press the envelope. I'm also hopeful that the court challenges will be successful. I'm also hopeful that some of the new chairmen coming into Congress, for example, John Mica of Florida, who is likely to be the transportation committee chair in the House with responsibility over air travel, and Daryl Issa of California, who is likely to take over as chair of the Government Oversight and Reform Committee, that both of these chairs on the House side will very shortly after taking over their positions, which seems likely as chairman of these two key committees, will hold some real tough and consistent long-term oversight hearings on TSA and what they're doing.
All right, Congressman, a bunch of quick questions in the 12 minutes we've got left with you. Specifically, dealing with some of your FOIA requests that you've put out, Bob Barr investigates TSA stand-down on National Opt-Out Day. I mean, if they're saying that this terror threat was so imminent, they had to stick their hands down people's pants and put nuns and little old ladies in naked body scanners, which they've been caught saving, by the way, folks, just continual deception, then isn't that then some type of stand-down or dereliction of duty or fraud? If, as we've now confirmed, even mainstream news has confirmed, but I had employees that flew that day in multiple airports, that they did completely stand down the scanners at most airports. They didn't do the pat-downs. They were just running people through them. at some of the other airports, they just curtailed it and then ran this hoax saying, oh, it was TSA Appreciation Day. No one opted out. I mean, that looks like that could be criminal right there. I mean, shouldn't we have some type of congressional investigation about the stand down, A, and then B, watchdog probes, DHS spying on Drudge, prisonplanet.com, Matt Drudge, Alex Jones. The Drudge Report, of course, has been carrying that. Talk about A, the stand down, and B, your foyer dealing with persecution, because even CNN has reported that they believe their reporters and others have been put on the list after running reports critical.
It's a real problem that we've gotten to the point in this country where if you simply question what the government is doing, you're going to find yourself on the wrong end of that government power. We see it in a number of areas, Alex. We see it when citizens simply use a camera video or a handheld video to record what police are doing in the public arena where they appear to be beating up somebody or taking action that they shouldn't, and having then the police come after the people that are videotaping, recording what is being done. What is being done in the open publicly.
Yeah, there's no perception. I mean, you know, as a congressman and lawyer and everything else, there's no perception of privacy. So why do the cops march over 200 yards and then beat you up and arrest you for videotaping them?
It's a problem, and we see the same thing with regard to some of the folks that have had what seems very clearly to be vindictive retaliation against them by TSA simply for raising some questions or objecting to what's been going on. But the lawsuits hopefully will start clearing some of this up. People need to not be intimidated. They need to be polite. They need to be respectful. I've never urged anybody not to be polite and respectful. If the government appears to be doing something that you know not to be proper and that your rights are being violated, but it's a sad day when people find that simply because they question government authority and what government is doing that they then have retaliatory action taken against them.
Well, Congressman,
this is something that Congress ought to look into.
I'm sorry to interrupt. So that is something Congress should look into.
Absolutely, they should. The two committees that I indicated, the Government Reform Committee that will be chaired by Darrell Issa of California, and the Transportation Committee that will be chaired by John Mica of Florida.
Obviously, you've got some gravitas as a long-serving former congressman, you know, committee chairman. You were also in the CIA for many years. Hopefully they won't ignore your organization's FOIA request. I don't think it should be called a request. It's a demand under law, but they ignore it so often, as you know. But I've tried to get my FBI file, and they won't even respond. I got a lawyer involved. They said national security. Lord knows what's in that thing. Do you think you'll get any success getting this information from the TSA? And if you do, what's the time frame generally?
These things can take a long time, unfortunately, a lot longer than they should. We hope to have the records within 20 days, although they may respond that it takes longer for some reason or whatnot. I'm hopeful that that we'll get at least some good information from the FOIA request that we sent in on the 29th of November. But we'll just have to wait and see. It is troubling that there certainly appears to be, as you've already indicated, a TSA stand down on the use of the full body, naked body scanners. On the days that there was a great deal of attention drawn to opting out, even as the TSA was claiming that the use of these scanners is absolutely essential to protect the traveling public. You can't have it both ways.
Absolutely. A few final questions. Jesse Ventura, the former governor, has talked about being groped here on air. Ron Paul talked about, I said, did they touch your genitals? He said, yes, it's totally disgusting. Other congressmen I've had on have said, yes, they've been groped. But then senior committee chairmen and cabinet members and Obama people, if they're not on private jets, they are exempt. So, A, have you been groped, congressman, as someone who flies a lot? And B, what do you think of the fact that some people in government are exempt.
Well, it's always, I always get a kick out of, you know, these big wigs in government, you know, saying, oh, you know, it's okay for the American public. Don't worry. These are, you know, these are essential steps and they're not unconstitutional and they're not too invasive. But they won't go through them. Even a few weeks ago, for example, when, Secretary Napolitano of the Department of Homeland Security was at an airport for a news conference announcing the installation of a bunch of these naked body scanners. She was asked, I think, by the media to, you know, go ahead and go through and show us how it works, and she refused. You know, these top government folks, they don't live like the rest of us. They don't have to put up with this nonsense, so it's easy for them to say that everybody else ought to do it. And even some of those who are not in top cabinet level or sub-cabinet level positions, but, for example, may have so-called security details that travel with them, don't have to go through the same procedure. So here again, it's very easy for them to...
Well, the U.N. Diplomatic Corps. I mean, the U.N. Diplomatic Corps doesn't have to, but, I mean, have you specifically been touched inappropriately by the TSA?
Yeah, I went through one a few weeks ago, and was told to go through a one of the naked body scanners, which I will not do, and therefore was pulled aside for a manual search. And I asked the TSA employee. I said, "Do you suspect? Do you have a suspicion that I've?" doing anything wrong that, you know, as the basis for the search?" And he said, "Oh, no, not at all." And I said, "Well, then on what basis are you proposing to search me in this way?" "Well, you opted out." So I said, "Well, let me get this straight. Because you opt out of one unconstitutional search, that it provides the justification for another unconstitutional search." I mean, these are just circular arguments. They don't know what they're doing, but
sure.
It has precious little, Alex, as you've already indicated, to do with real security.
Sure. Congressman, specifically, though, because we need this on record, I mean, did they give you the crotch pressing?
No.
Oh, good. So he didn't do that to you?
No. It was a very intrusive search, but it I don't know what I would do if somebody tried that, but no, they didn't go that far.
Amazing. In closing, we see Cass Sunstein at the White House. I'm sure you've seen it, being a civil libertarian, openly saying shut down alternative media, fine or arrest people that question man-made global warming. We've got all these announcements by other czars that they want to restrict free speech. We see these moves by Jay Rockefeller, in his words, we'd be better off never having the internet. He talked about shutting down Fox News in a bizarre statement 2 weeks ago. As the alternative media expands, I see a perfect storm of the old dinosaur media and the government really having an end for the alternative media. What's your take on their moves to start curtailing free speech?
This is always a danger with government, Alex. I remember it. You know, you're a lot younger than I am, but I remember I was working for the government during the Nixon era. Nixon tried this virtually every. The only one I can remember that didn't try anything like this was probably Reagan. But you know, there's constant efforts, Republican or Democratic administrations alike, to control the media. And there are so many more ways to get ideas out in the public arena now. The good news is that those mechanisms are out there, so people do have the power and the ability to be much better informed. But on the other hand, it also provides a lot more mechanisms or vehicles for government to try and control.
Amazing, Congressman.
They're doing it I'm drawing a blank.
Hold on one moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Diamond Gusset is proud to announce the anthem of the Patriot Movement. They're offering a free CD, T-shirt, and bumper sticker with a qualifying purchase. Diamond Gusset offers great products at great prices while keeping Americans
working. Looking for a
factory where a man can feed his family. Not worried about them moving it south, closing the doors and shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America.
Wear American and be proud. Go to gusset.com/America.
The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day and it was gone, long gone. But I know in my heart it's still
alive. Again, go to gusset.com/America today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Charlotte Isserby was the number two person in the Department of Education under Reagan. And what she discovered the bureaucracy was up to even then was amazing. The deliberate dumbing down of our children. She's coming up in the next segment. And by the way, her book is going out of print. We've got the last ones at Infowars.com. Very powerful information. Finishing up with former Congressman Bob Barr. He heads up LibertyGuard.org and the National Opt-Out movement. And what I like about what they're doing, finishing up with the congressman who's been gracious to join us today in his continued fight for liberty, is that this isn't just like the ACLU who you go throw yourself at the feet of and they might help you. This gives you a type of solidarity and, you know, a well-informed, moderate legal opinion with a card, with your rights, letting the TSA know you're part of an organization, that you're part of a group of people that are informed and that you're not isolated and alone. Congressman, I like the fact that you've got folks out there getting proactive as individuals. Tell us about Liberty Guard.
Liberty Guard is an organization that we formed earlier this year. With a group of very, very good freedom lovers like you, Alex, to educate the American people with regard to much of what government is doing, not just the TSA, but other government agencies, the privacy invasions and so forth, the evils of the growth of big government, the corresponding loss of freedom. And one of the projects that we've taken on, as we've discussed here a little bit today, is the opt-out alliance. This is costs nothing for people to get their opt-out alliance air travelers rights card. They can get that by going directly to Liberty Guard, www.libertyguard.org. They can get it by going to Bob Barr's website, my website, bobbarr.org. We have a link. Or they can go directly to optoutalliance.org. It's simply important for people to go to the Opt-Out Alliance website, simply to let us know, to sign up, get your free card so that you know what your rights are, but also to let other freedom-loving Americans know that that you're on board to take a stand against this.
Absolutely. In closing, you got cut off by the break. You were getting into the move towards censorship of media that, from my research, I've never seen in this country be as intense. Finish up that statement about 1 minute, and we'll let you get back to work.
It isn't just government going after media and new media outlets, the alternative media and the internet and so forth. It's all of the above, and the so-called net neutrality law or regulations that the FCC is pushing right now is part and parcel of that. The government, as you know, almost always tries to couch its steps to take away liberty as liberty enhancing. It's sort of the Orwellian or bizarro world approach to government. But people need to watch out for this net neutrality law and the regulations as well.
Yeah, I've read the new FCC regulations, and obviously you have, because you're accurately, from my view, addressing it. It claims, oh, we're going to protect the Internet, but when you read it, it's the FCC declaring regulation of the Internet. And when you get into the fine print of what they've said, they want to start taxing it, tracking it, make you have an ID, and that would be the end of the Internet as we know it. Former Congressman Bob Barr of LibertyGuard.org, also BobBarr.org, thank you for coming on the broadcast. We look forward to speaking to you as this story and other stories unfold.
Absolutely. Thank you and your listeners, Alex.
Thank you, Congressman. There goes Bob Barr. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back with Charlotte Iserby, an amazing lady who I haven't had on in several years. With her book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, available at Infowars.com. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. The transmission continues. Key Intel straight ahead.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lungs system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lungs system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lung System at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lung System works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 or visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Charlotte Iserby is an amazing individual. And her book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, is going out of print. We bought every one that she's got left, 800 of them, some of them hardcover. They are available at Infowars.com. They just went up there today. she's been out of the country quite a bit, off and on, and we hadn't been carrying the book the last year and a half. And then I contacted her to carry them again because people keep wanting them, and I found out that they are now going out of print. Well, we're going to have 800 of them. We've got them. And she just shipped us 300 of them. The rest are coming. So if you want to get your order in for this phone book size book, she was the number two, the head of policy, senior policy advisor in the Office of Education, Research, and Improvement for the U.S. Department of Education during the first Reagan administration, where she first blew the whistle on a major technology initiative which would control curriculum in U.S. classrooms. Irsebi is a former school board director in Camden, Maine, and was co-founder and research analyst for Guardians of Education in Maine. And, of course, in 78 to 2000, she was also the American Red Cross before that, in Guam and Japan during the Korean War, in the United States Foreign Service in Belgium, and the Republic of South Africa. Irsebi is a speaker and writer best known for her 85 booklet, Back in Basics, Reform, Skinnerian International Curriculum, and her 1989 pamphlet, Soviets in the Classroom, America's latest fad, which covered the details of the U.S., Soviet and Carnegie Soviet education agreements, which remain in effect to this day. She is a freelance writer and has articles published in Human Events, The Washington Times, The Bangor Daily News, and is included in the Record of Congressional Hearings, deliberatedumbingdown.com. And again, we now have all of the books. She's got about 50 orders that she's fulfilling from her website, but we now have all of them, and I am just want you to have them. You know somebody on a school board? You know somebody who runs a private school or a public school? Your children are in school. This book is filled with all the documents that she got out of the Department of Education and that she got since then. It is the size of a phone book. In fact, I should get one in here and show it to you. They're available at Infowars.com. And by purchasing it, you also support our work and her work. But I want to give her the floor for the rest of this hour, then 5 minutes in the next hour. Then I'm getting into the North Korea situation, the economic developments, the latest on WikiLeaks, and the TSA. A lot of key intel coming up next hour. But it's great to have Charlotte Irsebi here with us today. Charlotte, I know you've covered the history over and over again, but if you could briefly tell us about yourself. You know, I mean, you got the position because you were, a great foreign service person, really helped out your local schools, didn't probably hurt your dad with Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, you know, good family, you know, there on the East Coast, and you got into the Reagan administration, and boy, did you find something out. So tell us about the basics, and then get into the latest stuff, because you say you've got some bombshell info for us.
Well, it is bombshell info because it's the ultimate, it's the final nail in the coffin of what has been planned ever since the beginning of the last century by the elitist, upper class, very wealthy families. You can go back, to the Whitneys, the et cetera, in the late 1800s. As you know, Alex, they had that meeting. It's in Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley. He was President Clinton's mentor at Georgetown University, Carol Quigley. I have that original book of his. But I don't know on what page it is where he talked about how, and this is a CIA, he was a historian for the Council on Foreign Relations, so he's not some little fly-by-night. He said that these individuals got together and they decided they had to basically control both parties at the top. So that when the American people go to the polls, we'll think we're going to get what we want, but we won't because both parties are the same at the top. Now, if I were about to die on my deathbed and someone asked me what was the most important thing for Americans to know, of everything that I've found out in my years with the Foreign Service, the Department of Ed, local school board member, everything, I would say that is it. Because the American people have got to understand that at the top, both parties have the same agenda. And that agenda is a planned economy. And you can call it whatever you want. You can call it a conservative planned economy, or a communist planned economy, or a Christian planned economy. It doesn't make any difference. It's a planned economy, which means that your children will have no upward mobility at all. There will be no future for them. We will have no free market anymore. with all the wonderful trappings that go with the free market, like we have experienced, at least I grew up in a wonderful America, okay? Now, that's why I say this is the last nail in the coffin, and we're going to talk about that today. But a little bit of my background, local school board member, most important thing that happened to me when I was fighting all the values-destroying programs and all, a retired teacher called me and said, you're right on, I want to pay for you to go for some training in innovations and education. That was 1974. I went. The trainer was being funded by the U.S. Department of Ed, which was subsequently my office. Ronald Havelock's change agent manual, How to Become a Change Agent in the Schools. And I was trained on how to identify the resistors in my community. Well, it was very interesting to be trained how to identify yourself, right? The resistors are the smart people, like your listeners, who went up against sex ed, drug ed, alcohol ed, suicide ed, all the education programs that basically are geared to doing just the opposite of what they tell you. They want your kids to commit suicide. They want your kids to be promiscuous. That's, you know, death education is a suicide thing. They want your kids to take drugs.
Order out of chaos.
They want apps, exactly. Okay, that's what they did. They had to create the chaos. They had to destroy our children's values and absolutely do away with any semblance of an academic curriculum, math, science, four years of math, science, literature, you know, history, et cetera. Get rid of history and all. So when I went through that, about identifying the resistors and then also identifying the important people in the community, really good people, and we all know a lot of them, right? Head of the Rotary, head of the Garden Club, head of the Historical Society. The important people, you go to them, and you convince them that this is very important to put this sex ed program in, or this suicide ed program, or this bullying program, or this whatever program, that absolutely has nothing to do with anything to do with what parents want the schools to do.
And it sets the precedent.
I went through that, and then I helped start Guardians of Education for Maine, and I ran again for school board, and I lost because they hated my guts by that time. But hold on to your elected officials, folks, no matter what. They can get rid of me, that's right. They should get rid of me if they have enough people to vote against me. Have to hold on to your elected officials, and that's something I want to point out right now. Up there, number two, I said the most important thing to know is that the Republicans and Democrats are the same. Number two is, most important thing, go up against any change in local governance where they're taking away your elected officials. And then we are going to move into the basic thrust of my conversation today, and I will go into history of the Department of Ed a bit too. But the basic thrust, in case Alex gets cut off, is do not fall for any form of school choice unless it's homeschooling, and you're not receiving any federal monies, any tax monies at all, no computer curriculum that is virtual computers like William Bennett's curriculum. Do not go there. Nothing that receives tax money is going to be legitimate because or safe, because your child will have to take the federal test. And the federal test is 60% attitudinal. And that's why they want the teachers to have merit pay, performance-based pay now, to force the teachers into teaching to the federal international politically correct test.
Now, let me just throw this out there, Charlotte, briefly. I mean, that's the key, is that no wonder the test scores are dropping, as you discovered. They want you learning anything but reading, writing, and arithmetic. It's all about basically being re-educated with diversity training,
right?
And it sets the precedent for federal/international curriculum,
right?
And that's what Bill and Melinda Gates are doing,
yeah.
is running around accelerating this.
And it's school to work. It's nothing but training your child. There's a difference between training and education, very big. Training bypasses the brain. Has nothing to do with your child being able to figure out what's going on in the world or have a conscience or anything. The training is the Skinner part.
Pavlovian.
The Pavlovian part. And it's all in my book. All the documents of this, especially the appendices, marvelous appendices, which explain the Pavlovian method. But also, Alex, what we're doing today for you is this great article, The Loss of Free Will. is going to be up on my website and going to be sent to you. It has all these great links that people can click on to listen to key educators explaining them what conditioning is, that this is what's going to go on in your child's classroom. There will no longer be a true academic curriculum, and the charter schools will be the schools to implement it. They do not have elected school boards, charter schools. Charter schools, they act like they're the same as public schools, but they say they're innovative, and your parents are so happy because they can get their children out of this mess.
So they destroy the old schools.
Right.
And then they bring in the new corporate schools.
Absolutely. The public school teachers will jump ship, and this is what I've said all along would happen, jump ship from the traditional public school system with an extremely good, I might say, setup. I mean,
sure. They have to destroy it before they rebuild it. Charlotte, stay there. You're going to have the floor when we come back. Let's finish up what you discovered at Department of Education. Then the new information that's coming out, exactly as you predicted. The book is The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filters. filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
It's available at InfoWars.com, the deliberate dumbing down of America. It is full of graphics, photos, documents. You want the total proof, 100% proof of the scientific takeover of education. Charlotte, if I'm correct, it goes back to, what, Germany 200 years ago? In Prussia, kindergarten, they wanted people to regurgitate info, not to actually be taught a classical education of how to think and to learn the love of thought, but to be drones,
right,
so that they could decide what slot in life you would fill. They wanted Hessian soldiers who would sacrifice themselves in war unquestioningly. So you're at the Department of Education. You start discovering these horrors.
Right.
You have all the quotes in your book from them about how the family's a disease. They've got to get rid of it. I mean, this is literally the Borg takeover. Please continue.
Well, yes, the family and the country, nationality, any child who comes to school who believes in family and country and patriotism and et cetera is mentally ill. We have all these quotes. But there's a very good quote, because what we're really looking at, and of course they have to change the values, completely destroy any values that children have, religious or towards their country and all, and that's been sort of done. In case we wonder what's going on out in the street there with these sad-looking children and dropping out of school and all, that has been done. Now it's the rephrasing, what is what you would call it, and the goal has been reached. And I just want to read, this is a new quote, Alex, that I found the other day. I give credit to a wonderful researcher who passed away recently, I guess, Jean Patton from Indiana. Brilliant. She was very good on English literature and all. And she wrote a little booklet. I can't remember the name of it right now, but this quote is in it. And it is from Woodrow Wilson. It's very important. This is when he was president of Princeton University. An address to the Federation of High School Teachers, and the quote was published in Consumer Advocates in the Classroom by Jean Patton, okay? Now, listen to this. It's better even than the Gates quote, you know, the Rockefeller one, the Southern Education Board, where they talked about, you know, with the minorities and all, just we don't need doctors, lawyers, professors, et cetera, all of that. We just want to, you know, have the happy down on the farm, huh? But this is even better. Here we go. This is Woodrow Wilson. This is before he was president. Quote, we want one class of persons to have a liberal education. And we want another class of persons, a very much larger class of necessity in every society, to forego the privilege of a liberal education and fit themselves to perform specific difficult manual tasks, end quote.
Wow.
That is dynamite. Now, that, folks, is exactly what's going in now. And let me point out to you, I had no idea when I got into the U.S. Department of Ed, I was a great fan of Ronald Reagan's, was, in quotes, huh? And when I got in there, I had no idea I was going to find this. I didn't know anything about school to work. I knew everything, I believe, about values clarification. I had even gone through Sidney Simon's values clarification, because I don't believe in talking about anything or writing about anything unless you've been through it. So I knew that the major goal in the 60s and 70s and into the 80s was to destroy our children's moral values. But I had no idea until I got into the Department of Ed, and Ronald Reagan promised to get rid of it, and he didn't on purpose. And if people think it was a mistake, it wasn't. He was not what people think. Anyway, I got in there and I started seeing all these things that led me to believe that they were focusing on workforce training. And then I got a hold of the Project BEST, Better Education Skills Through Technology, which is the computer curriculum, which is total Skinner, because Skinner said the computer was his box. And B.F. Skinner is the one who said, I could make a pigeon, your child, a high achiever by reinforcing it on a proper schedule. And the Secretary of Education right now under Obama has said that he believes in, well, they believe in merit pay. That's the same thing for the teachers. And for the students, he believes in paying them for good grades. Well, Skinner would love this. This is absolutely down his alley. Our whole country has been subjected and is being right now to Pavlov. In my own little town of Bath, Maine, 4 years ago, the police and the community-oriented policing system started passing out medals to citizens who they judged were doing good deeds.
Well, now, to interrupt, the New York Times has written a bunch of articles where the public school kids are given fake tickets to write their mother or father for taking a hot bath or for leaving the water running while they brush their teeth. They're openly turning our kids into spies.
Yep.
And the Drudge Report just went live with this. They're now having the TSA invade Walmart. We know Walmart's part of this big continuity of government takeover program to train the Walmart employees to be spies now. Stay there, Charlotte. Let's continue with what's going on in the public schools and how to stop them. Straight ahead. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans, and the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The book was a number one and has been number one bestseller on the Barnes & Noble's list. Number one bestseller in the education department. This is cold-blooded what's happening, and we've got the last 800 of these books now going out of print, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, available at Infowars.com. I'm very excited to see people pouring in to get them. Many places are sold for more than $100 online. We're selling them for $39.95 against the size of a phone book. These are so important to have as a historical record and to fight this enemy operation, because Charlotte Iserby was the head of Policy Department of Education, and she was able to put their blueprint together in one place. Again, it's available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549. Austin, Texas, 78760. And look, their whole Copenhagen global tax has fallen apart. Their TSA takeover, which they now admit is a federal takeover of the streets of America and of all commerce, not just airlines. That's in trouble. When we stand up and say no, we can have an effect. Okay? So this is a great tool in that fight. Charlotte Iserby, please continue breaking down the new developments and the final nail in the coffin with the takeover of education and what their end game is.
Okay, well, the goal is to implement the international planned economy, and most of you know about that, using total quality management and all this and that. That's why the corporations are so deeply involved in our schools right now. And as I said, this started out when I was in my office, in the Office of Educational Research and Improvement. I saw that when Ronald Reagan set up an office in the White House for, it was called Council for Private Sector Initiatives. My boss made a mistake sending me over to the White House as a liaison. So I went over and I just innocently said, you know, I'm not highly educated, but when you merge the public and private sector, which is what it was all about, isn't that corporate fascism? And this lovely lady said, well, gee, I don't know whether anybody really thought of it that way. Well, they did. And that was exactly the beginning of this merger of the public and private sector, which the nicest thing you can call it is corporate fascism. But basically, it's socialism and it's communism. And it is a planned economy, and that is not the American way. Now, you can say, oh, well, that can't happen in our schools. Oh, yes, it can. It's happening through... They had to destroy the schools first to make them so horrible that parents and all would accept anything. And so they talk about school choice. It sounds so nice. That means parents are really happy. They're going to be able to put their child into a school that teaches the 3 R's and sound values. No, folks. The school choice is lethal. They're going to bring our country down and change our whole form of government and economic system through school choice and charter schools. Now, I know there are people out there who are really shocked because they're going to be saying, oh, well, my conservative, great conservative organization that I give money to and the Heritage Foundation, all these American Conservative Union and all these conservative groups support school choice. Well, folks, look, join the crowd with me. Can you imagine how dismayed I am? That's hardly the word. I thought I was a conservative. Now I don't know who hates me the most. I think the conservatives hate me more than the left, because at least the left tells the truth about what they're doing. We've counted on the conservatives to save us, to save our children, to save our schools, to save our country. No, don't count on them at all. You might do better counting on good teachers that are still left in the system and supporting them in stopping performance-based teacher education and stopping charter schools and insisting at the state level that you get into the education legislation and bring your schools back to the traditional K-12, no workforce training like recommended by Woodrow Wilson.
No political correct brainwashing where they spend all day teaching everybody.
Absolutely.
Teachers
would be hired according to a lot about their background. You would interview them to find out, you know, they're happily married, they have children. What are their values? issues, et cetera. Do you want them in charge of your children? We would return our schools to what they used to be. And I can assure you there are many American teachers out there right now, as bad as you may think they all are, and some are, especially the young have been so brainwashed. There seems to be only one way to go, and that is to try to work with the teachers in the public school system, believe it or not, and with the teachers' union that is fighting the performance-based teacher education. Because what if you don't do this, we've had it. You know, I never thought I would get to the point where I would have to recommend that this is the only place to go, because I cannot find a single conservative organization in the country that is willing to admit that they are imposing a planned economy on us through school choice and charter.
But that's
schools.
What Webster Tarpley wrote in his three books on Obama, that Obama's job was posing as a liberal and busting up Chicago schools, not to fix them, but to hand them over to Bill and Melinda Gates, who literally teach the kids that one-child policy is good, that humans are bad. Yeah. They admit, even 2020, as you know, back in the early 90s reported, that when they brought death education in that you warned about, it teaches the kids how to commit suicide, and then suicide explodes. They bring in more death education, more drugs, explodes, more Prozac, which causes suicide, explodes. I mean, they are so diabolical, but the average grassroots person implementing this is compartmentalized and just goes ahead with the program, believing the label.
Well, that's right. But, I mean, we are really far past that now. We've moved out of the values-destroying stuff. They've done their job, which is the unfreezing, right? And then they come in with the freezing. And the freezing is the workforce training, which will require no brain activity. Because if you study Skinner, if you understand animal training,
Hold on. Briefly explain to people Skinner. We got time here.
Well,
explain Skinner, and then explain freezing, unfreezing.
Well, B.F. Skinner, first of all, I the quote first about I could make a pigeon a high achiever by reinforcing it on a proper schedule. Well, okay, just think about your dog. Okay, everybody has dogs or something, right? Well, it's very easy to train your dog with, Fido said, if you give the dog a dog biscuit, the next time you say Fido said, he's going to look for the dog biscuit, right? And he's going to sit. So this is what they're doing with your children in the classroom now. This is workforce training. There is no thinking going on in Fido's head. It's just neurological, if you understand. You go to the doctor, he used to do this. He has a rubber hammer. He hits your knee, and your knee pops up. That's reaction. That's not thinking. Now, this is what is necessary for workforce training, and it has been admitted to by all of the key behaviorists.
Well, wait, they admit that's what they've done with police is reflexive. They're brainwashed drones. The TV lowers people's brainwaves. We have a drone zombie population.
Well, yes, and I was saying, it's not too funny, but I've been talking for so long, Alex, that when I read the news and everything, I'm quite numb now to everything. I'm really numb. So I think a lot of your listeners can relate to that. They feel numb too, and they're great.
By the way, to be clear, you have graphics put up by the Department of Education where they say they want brainwashed zombies. I mean, the whole book is just nightmare control freaks saying we're ending the family. People won't be able to talk when we're done with them. It's basically 1984 already. The language is being made a lot smaller, just like Orwell talked about, where you can't communicate with many people now because they literally can't even understand you.
No, you can't. And let me point out before I want to get this in, because people may, they're saying, well, I wish I had a pen or write this down, or how am I going to check that or whatever. They have to go to the website. So two websites. One is deliberatedumbingdown.com, and that has all my articles on it. And there's the exchange of correspondence between myself and President Reagan, where I informed him after I had been dismissed from my job for leaking a document to Human Events on workforce training, basically better education skills through technology. Actually, I wrote him after I was dismissed to tell him that the department was a Marxist factory. And that letter is there. I never got a response. Of course I didn't. He didn't want anybody even a response saying thanks for your letter and nothing more than that. He didn't want me to be able to say that he had received it, huh? He received my letter. He knew very well what was going on. 3 years later, he signed the agreements with Gorbachev to merge the education systems at the same time Carnegie signed with the Soviet Academy of Science to merge the two systems.
And that's UNESCO, all on record.
That happened, and then that's on the website. This is what I'm trying to point out right now. That website is very important. That's a PDF, that letter. Now, there's another PDF there. It's called Experimentation on Minorities, and I've got all the goods on them. They used the minorities with the Skinner method from the beginning, from 1965 with the Elementary and Secondary Education Act. They targeted the minorities to see if this workforce training thing would work. They used it on them. That's why the minorities test scores went down. Chicago was one of their first schools in 1968. They put it, I think, in 1982. The test scores were so horrible in Chicago after using the Skinner method, Bloom's Skinner method, that Education Week, which is their big education journal, said it was called Chicago a human tragedy.
Well, they even took away phonics, where you've got to look at a word and then remember it. They know that doesn't work. They got rid of what worked by design. I mean, I've got stuff from 1898 by the U.S. Banking Association saying we've got to take over education and dumb them down. Too many people are reading. I mean, you try to read a newspaper from 200 years ago, yeah. I can't even read it.
No,
I mean, they have literally turned us.
Great, Alex, I was going to talk to people later. My website, I told them that, deliberatedumbingdown.com. But at AmericanDeception.com, you were just talking about something interesting, made me think of it. There is an incredible test, and I'm trying to think of the name. I wish I could remember that test. Higley.
It'll pop in your head in a minute. The point is.
But it's a test in 1953 in Central California. And it is unbelievable. It's up on the website, and it's Hignite is the name. Now, folks, if you write anything down today, write this down, because I consider this is the proof that you can take out and show people. The name is Kenny Hignite, Hignite. You type that into the search engine at AmericanDeception.com. You're going to see an 8 or 10 page test on the Constitution. Kenny Hignite got 99 on it, I think. Excellent, A-plus or something. That test, it's all in his own handwriting. Someone gave me this test when I was speaking somewhere, and it's all in his own handwriting. He felt his handwriting's not that good, but boy, is he smart. Now, a lot of people say, oh, he's a genius. No wonder. That has nothing to do with it. This is what was expected of American public school students in 1953 in Central California. They had to know the Bill of Rights. They had to know all the Supreme Court justices by name. They had to know the division of powers, all the different divisions of government, you name it, everything, the Constitution, term limits, you know, whatever. Go and look at that, Kenny Hignite. This is for people who will say to you, look and say, well, I think my children, you know, seem to be really doing very well. And you know what? The point is, it's not your children. I would say, I'm dumb. I'm dumb myself. I couldn't pass that test. So there's no question that this has been a deliberate thing. Now, the other thing, which is the reason we started the American Deception website, that now has 150,000 pages, hand-scanned, of original documents. My son did this. I don't know how he ever did it. On that website. And they deal with religion, the occult, tremendous amount of education documents, tremendous documents in World War II showing all sorts of things none of us knew, World War I, the unbelievable website. But the one document that I bought, there was one left, is the congressional record, the hearings on the tax-exempt foundations in 1953 that were abruptly shut down by the Eisenhower administration and others, of course. And this is the Norman Dodd story, because he was the research director. These are the congressional hearings investigating the tax-exempt foundations. 3,000 pages. I paid $3,000, okay, for them. Now, I understand that the person I bought them from, he was offered any amount to get that one copy. Any amount. This was 20 years ago. One of the minions in the foundations came and said, we will pay you anything you want for that. Now, folks, that's available to you on that website, AmericanDeception.com. You will find out how the tax-exempt foundations have taken your country from you for their own purposes.
Well, for those that don't know, I want to back you up here and actually read, coming up after the break, the actual quote by Carol Quigley. But it's simple. You've got less than 20 robber baron families. And over 110 years ago, they publicly got together and said, we've got to, through government, take over society and vertically integrate society. And they had the Jekyll Island meeting in Georgia. They took over our monetary system. And they have turned us into basically the equivalent of retarded monkeys. And for those of us that can still think, Charlotte, how do we reach out to people who literally don't even know what town they're in? I mean, you see the people, even yuppies that have decent jobs, they think it's cool to be stupid.
Well, I think we really are, you know, we're in major trouble. And I was start joking with one of your guys there when I said, I've seen so much of this horrible stuff that my brain is numb, huh? And I think a lot of us feel that way. So I said, we're all really quite numb now, and everybody else is dumb. So who's number and who's dumber? I mean, the people who've done the research and have been screaming and yelling and speaking like myself and you, Alex, all over the place, thank God for you. Don't you sometimes, Alex, when you open up your internet and your emails, don't you look at it and feel numb? Just numb.
Well, sometimes I get numb. More often, I get absolutely outraged. But
I'm used to, you know, I used to be in the outrage thing. Now I'm into numb.
And I hear you, Charlotte.
I'm numb.
Got a break. Stay right there. We're going to come back. Got two more segments with you. Then I'm getting into Big Sis. She's taking over the whole country.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Carol Quigley, writing for Tragedy and Hope. He was commissioned by the U.S. government for high-level State Department employees to actually understand the globalist agenda so that they could carry out this operation against us. Now, the argument that the two parties should represent opposed ideas and policies, one perhaps on the right and the other on the left, is a foolish idea acceptable only to the doctrine and academic thinkers. Instead, the two parties should be almost identical so that the American people can throw the rascals out, in quotes, at any election without leading to any profound or extreme shifts in policy. And we're already seeing the Republicans that have gotten into office, the leadership, continuing everything. But so much of it is just lies. I mean, the public doesn't even understand how big corporations work. So you try to tell them, hey, insurance companies wrote the health care bill. It's a fact. The health care lobbyist head was for it. They wrote it. You tell them that, they're like, shut up. You work for the insurance companies. The oil companies, the big mega companies, wrote the carbon tax takeover because they're owned by the banks. You tell the average liberal that, they just cannot listen to you because they're brain damaged. They're brainwashed, just like a mainline conservative. You explain to them that big agribusiness wrote the takeover of the farms and ranches, this Food Safety Act. They won't go check that that's a fact and that big agribusiness bankrolled it. They just, liberals think big government's there to help them. Conservatives think big corporations are there to help them. They don't know big corporations created big government to give them government power to rob you. Going back to Charlotte Iserby, I just want to point out, folks, that there's only 800 of these books, and I'm kind of shocked because looks like we've already sold 20% of them in the last 50 minutes. So this book's basically been pretty much out of print, and Charlotte's been selling them again on her site, but now we've bought them all, and they're available discounted at Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Every educator needs to have this. Every school board needs to be shown this. This is their internal documents. This is the smoking gun proof. This is how we bring the criminals to justice. The average person won't believe this stuff because it's so outlandish. But look at what our country's begun. I mean, look what it's turned into. No dodgeball, no chase, no hugging. It's prisoner training.
Oh, yeah, it really is. And, Alex, I think that I'm so glad that you have bought the remaining copies. And I would recommend for these books should be going into the hands of, there are good educators out there, and make sure they get into the hands of good educators and legislators who are on education committees in your state legislatures, because, as I said, it's going to be very, very difficult, and we may not win this battle. But the only way we can go right now is to try to hold on to the traditional structure of the school with the superintendent, the elected school board.
Well, Charlotte, look what happened a year ago.
And a K-12 curriculum. Let me point out, the new curriculum that's going into Maine, it's terrible. It's going to, some students will graduate at 14 years old and some at 21. There will be no grades anymore. I mean, K-12.
No summer?
No ABCD. It's all school to work.
No summer?
What?
They're trying to get rid of summer education, but look how they're also in Illinois and California. Remember that case 2 years ago where the state announced, we own your children, you can't homeschool? I mean, that shows their mindset.
Well, yeah, and so Well, the thing is, we've got to go all the way back, get rid of the Department of Ed in Washington, get rid of your State Department of Ed in your city. Once Americans understand what they're doing right now, and they're using school choice to do it, do not forget that, folks. That's the key. They're using that. It's the most evil deceit. In my career, ever since I went abroad and came back and went through everything I've been through, this is the most evil deceit.
Well, Charlotte, stay there. We got a break. 1 minute, final segment. We're going to have you pop in again next week before you go out of town. This is so important. I want to explain to people how they are federalizing, corporatizing schools.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean. As well as support InfoWars, visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's going out of print when these 800 books are gone, and the way it's going, that might happen in the next day or two. They're available at InfoWars.com. Hope you get them. Hope when Charlotte gets back from her vacation around the world, that she brings them back into print. Charlotte, I mean, so you're done. This is it. When these are out, that's it.
Yes, it is, because the book is available as a free download. People don't have to read the whole thing at once, but they can go to the index and check anything that they see and just look at it.
Yeah, well, you're a sweetheart for doing that, but people don't seem to pay attention to something a lot of times when it is a download.
No, I know.
It's good to give teachers and educators this big phone book hardcover. We've got hardcovers as well, or soft cover, yep. And go, boom, drop it on their desk.
They need it badly. Give it to people who will use it. Now, Alex, I'm emailing to your office a really superb, I think it's the best thing that's ever been put together. A friend of mine helped me put it together. I wrote it, basically, but it's called The Death of Free Will. And it's about the Reinventing Schools Coalition that's going all over the country. And I told you about the kids that graduate at 14 and ones at 21. The whole public school system is being completely dismantled to put this in. Now, this particular article covers all the old quotes, some of which I've used today. It covers, there's some clicks for a video of Jed Brown, a great educator who died a few years ago, who explains behavioral conditioning. He had his own rats when he was going through university training in psychology. That's a click on the internet. People can see that. I'm sending this through to you. It's called The Death of Free Will, December 2010. And Alex, if you would put that up on your website, I would appreciate it.
Absolutely. In fact, when we say bye to you here in a moment, I will make sure that you're sending it to the right person. We'll post it within the next 20 minutes or so,
yeah,
at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in its entirety. And I think we did shut down your website. We were trying to access it a few minutes ago, and it was frozen and basically down. But again, just amazing work you've done. So bottom line, they federalized the schools. They bring in the Skinner brainwashing. Now they've wrecked them. Now they're corporatizing the schools when what we really need is the counties and cities to run the schools. We don't really have real independent school districts anymore. We need to get back to that and kick the feds out because, and again, you were there. You headed this up. You witnessed it. This is their plan.
I saw the whole thing, and the fact that it happened under Ronald Reagan is just so shocking. And not only did it happen in the department under him, but then he went even, you know, to Geneva and signed the agreements with the Soviet Union so that he could put the Soviet system in.
Briefly, we've got a minute and a half left. I mean, that's on record, but folks don't know about the UNESCO agreements. Tell people.
Well, the UNESCO agreements are really not, I mean, they're horrible. They were in 1948. They're the whole value chain.
Sure, it's just from the Gorbachev stuff I've read that continues on that line. But just briefly then, the Soviet agreement.
The Soviet agreement is putting in the method, getting rid of grades, getting rid of competition, putting in the community stuff and all, which we see today. Everything's community, this and that. And there's some really interesting documents in my book about American educators who visited the Soviet Union and went through their schools and talked about, and this is back 40, 50 years ago, and said, we don't have that here. Well, by God, we have it now.
Communitarianism.
Did what he did.
Agenda 21, communitarianism,
yes.
Where the children are little tattletale spies who can't even write their names.
Oh, yes. I mean, their allegiance is to the state, not to their parents anymore. And that's why you may have a problem with your children at the dining room table. Their values are totally contrary to yours. But this sort of thing can be changed. But you can't change it until you change the substance of the curriculum and you support the good teachers.
Well, Charlotte, the author of Deliberate Dumbing Down, available, going out of print at Infowars.com. It's out of print, but we've got the only bulk copies. You're going to be back with us on solutions specifically next Monday. Let me say bye to you during the break. Amazing work from Charlotte Iserby. God bless her.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Diamond Gusset is proud to announce the anthem of the Patriot Movement. They're offering a free CD, t-shirt, and bumper sticker with a qualifying purchase. Diamond Gusset offers great products at great prices while keeping Americans working.
I'm looking for a factory where a man can feed his family. Not worried about them moving it south, closing the doors and shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America.
Wear American and be proud. Go to gusset.com/America.
The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day and it was gone. Long gone. But I know in my heart it's still
again. Go to gusset.com/America today. Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy to fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a 6-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We had Bob Barr on for 30 minutes in the first hour. Now, I've known this was coming, but it's again, one thing to know something's coming. It's another thing to actually see it happen. I've seen Homeland Security for 7 years with Governor Ridge 7 years ago on C-SPAN admit that the TSA will decide through Homeland Security if you can have a job. They're going to run security on the highways, the malls, buildings. This is the new service economy. This is the post-industrial America where the government taxes the population and then hires tens of millions. Just like they had a large percentage of the population being little spy goons in East Germany under the Stasi, it's the same thing here. And here's the Drudge Report. He's got her press release out. Big Sis invades Walmart. If you see something, say something. And they already have these in the airports, but now it's going to be at all of the Walmart locations, more than 230 Walmart stores. And they go on and announce it's going to be rolling out on the streets, billboards, just training everyone to spy on each other, but the border's wide open. This is the federalization of everything. Checkpoints on the highways, checkpoints at the malls. They're already doing it. In fact, we have articles dealing with it today. Paul Joseph Watson, TSA-style pat-downs hit the streets. And it's local police with the TSA running checkpoints, searching people right out of North Korea, East Germany. It's just so horrible to see this happening. Also, intelligence contractor floats idea of body cavity searches. That's Kurt Nemo. New York Daily News says that a message board used by Al-Qaeda talked about putting bombs in people's stomachs or in their you-know-whats. And so now maybe they're going to have to do proctology exams. See, government has demanded that people sacrifice their firstborn to Pharaoh. Government has demanded that, you know, the Aztecs give us your kids. This is what control freaks always build. It's like a tropism, like a plant grows and aims at the sun to get the sunshine for photosynthesis. Tyrants like black uniforms, human sacrifice, wars, deaths. They like they're sadist. And good people tend to lick boots and do what they're told. And the government staging the terror attacks. They are a corrupt group that has robbed and stolen the public blind, and they know what they're doing. So here it is. In fact, let me just go ahead and read over some of this. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano today, announced the expansion of the department's national, if you see something, say something, that now is going to be on the streets of America. Campaign to hundreds of Walmart stores. See, Walmart is basically a government front, just like IBM, just like Microsoft. It's come out, they're involved in COG programs, martial law programs. Forced inoculation centers have been designated under the model States Health Emergency Powers Act. Walmart is key, a key criminal organization that must be boycotted. You want to boycott pure evil? Walmart. They kill your small towns. Campaign to hundreds of Walmart stores across the country, launching a new partnership between DHS and Walmart to help the American public play an active role in ensuring the safety and security of our nation. So a federal spying arm. Homeland Security starts with hometown security. And each of us plays a critical role. Imagine people all over the country in Walmarts buying their cheap Chinese slave goods with big billboards that says TV screens saying, watch out for suspicious people. Call the feds. Call police. I mean, right out of 1984. Listen how they say it all folksy. Homeland security starts with hometown security. And each of us plays a critical role in keeping our country and our community safe. Who keeps us safe from the bankers, said Secretary Napolitano. And they have video announcements of her now in the Walmarts. I applaud Walmart for joining the If You See Something, Say Something campaign. Well, I see a big criminal corporation that goes into towns to leverage out their competition and use Chinese slave goods to kill all their competition. I see Walmart caught going in and hiring a bunch of egg producers to produce eggs, knowing that within a year it'll knock out all their competition, then they can triple prices. I see a mafia organization that hates this country. Oh, you got lots of big American flags saying Made in America, so all the good old boys can walk in and go, there's a big billboard says Made in America. Then nothing's made in America in the store. And you got the old people. It's come out who they do actuaries on. They know statistically when they're going to die, and they get $2-3 million of insurance money on them, and then never tell the family they had insurance on grandma. You're like, oh, they hired my 85-year-old grandma who's had double bypasses for $7 an hour. Aren't they nice to grandma? Yeah, they got insurance on her. I mean, Walmart is a vicious organization. I'm sorry. If You See Something, Say Something campaign, originally implemented by New York's Metropolitan Transportation Authority and funded in part by a $13 million from DHS. Oh, they're getting paid, too. Transit Security Grant Program is a simple and effective program to engage the public. Isn't that a perfect place for the Stasi signs to go up, Walmart? And key frontline employees, oh, frontline, this is InfraGuard, to identify and report indicators of terrorism, crime, and other threats to the proper transportation and law enforcement authorities. And it's come out that Target is like a government front as well out of Minnesota. Those will be the only stores left when they're done, folks. That's your grid. More than 230 Walmart stores nationwide launched the If You See Something, Say Something. Oh, Stasi campaign today, with a total of 588 Walmart stores in 27 states joining in the coming weeks. A short video message available here will play a select checkout locations. Oh, at the checkout, so you have to see it. Telescreens at the checkouts with Napolitano looking at us to remind shoppers to contact local law enforcement to report suspicious activity. And they had all those Amber Alert billboards that went up and Amber Alert break-ins on radio. Now they admit it's report terror, report guns, report whatever. I mean, literally a Orwellian, crazy, paranoid state. Over the past 5 months, DHS has worked with its federal, this is the press release, state, local, and private sector partners, that's InfraGuard, as well as, and they don't mention the preachers they got on the payroll. Oh, this isn't creepy. As part of the Department of Justice to expand the If You See Something, Say Something campaign. And then later it's, did you hear them talk bad about the government? And nationwide SAR initiative to communities throughout the country, including the recent statewide expansions of the If You See Something, Say Something campaign across Minnesota and New Jersey. Partners include Mall of America, the American Hotel and Lodging Association, Amtrak, the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority, Sports and General Aviation Industries, and state and local fusion centers across the nation. See, this is the national Stasi control grid. And Governor Ventura makes a TV show about it. There he is checking out at Walmart. We got a clip from 1984. He's checking out at Walmart. Being told by Big Sis what to do. It even looks like Big Sis. Has the same facial stubble as Big Sis. That's enough of one of Big Brother's acolytes. Thank you. You know, we joke about this, but I mean, this is so crazy. Hi, we're federal goons. We're going to stick our hands down your pants. Now we're going to be in Walmart. Oh, we're going to be at your local Little League football game. They've had the National Guard out searching kids. That's in my film, Police State, The Rise of 911, Rise of the Police State, 2005. I show the National Guard searching little kids' purses in the middle of Alabama, downtown. The children being trained. So you notice with the InfraGuard, they've announced to go to a football game, big mobile homeland security trucks, you get naked body scanned through. To go in the mall, you got to go through it. And then they have certified private security guard and National Guard and others that are under the TSA. Just the total federal takeover of everything ahead of the full collapse into depression. They're getting all their people in place. And Jesse Ventura puts out a TV show about the Threat Fusion Center spying on you. He goes and gets interviews with them, admitting that all your credit card purchases, everything you do, as Wired Magazine reports, are being stolen by the government illegally. They don't care. And, some leverage gets put on True TV. I'm not going to say by what agency because I'm not authorized to yet. What branch of government. And they just black hole the show to never air again. The police state episode, as they air all the others over and over again. I mean, we're living in tyranny. Folks, they've given them the green light to steal trillions, to steal pension funds, to take death benefits of troops. I mean, this is lawless, criminal government. And if you think it's going to go away when Obama leaves office, like all the Democrats thought it was going to go away when Bush left office, you got another thing coming. This country has been taken over by crooks. And they're going to stage terror attacks to legitimize their spying on you and your secret arrest. They want to arrest patriots so bad they can taste it. But their Copenhagen fraud failed. All their other, they're going to fail if you stand up. In the coming months, the department will continue to expand the If You See Something, Say Something campaign nationally with public education materials and outreach tools designed to help American businesses, communities, and citizens remain vigilant and play an active role in keeping the country safe. While we have 800-plus cities with sanctuary cities and the illegal aliens are running around murdering people en masse, more deaths per year than were in the Vietnam War, but that's not a problem. No. Remember, Homeland Security's main focus is patriots.
Attention shoppers, please stay in line. You must be scanned and searched before entering the mall area. Attention, you must disrobe and pass through the scanner at mall security before entering the building.
Hey, most GCN listeners know that the future of Christmas shopping may quite well be that scary. And while we're not there yet, as shoppers, we still face terrible traffic, crazy lines, and even crazier shoppers. But this year can be different. You can still opt out of the craziness and do your shopping off the grid by going to offthegridchristmas.com, where you'll find our new Christmas video featuring an amazing assortment of truly hard-to-get gifts. Gifts you simply won't find in stores. These are gifts that can help anyone on your list become better prepared for the hard times ahead. And here's the best part. Prices have been slashed until December 15th. This year, opt out of the lines. You won't get fined. You'll get great discounts on all kinds of off-the-grid gear by going to offthegridchristmas.com. Go to offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip.
You know, for those that don't know, having telescreens all over the highways at the checkout counters, they've announced in California that they are planning to make the license plates be live TV screens owned by the state that flash messages of who's wanted and show photographs of people. I mean, this is just hellish. They're poisoning our water supply. They've stolen trillions from us. They've been operating in secrecy since 1947, getting away with bloody murder. We've got to take this country back, folks. The poor, stupid yuppies out there, they have no idea what they're in for. They're putting this grid in so they can get away with robbing people. And all the petty people that wear uniforms and are on power trips working for this system, you're destroying our country going along with this. I mean, imagine what comes after telescreens with big sis telling you watch people. I mean, come on, folks. Come on. They staged the terror attacks. They're the terrorists. Have some courage. Do the research. Stand up against them. They're not going to get away with it. Listen, scum, you're not getting away with it. I wanted to get into the economy. No end in sight to U.S. economic crisis as post-recession unemployment is at worst level since World War II. And that's with them saying that it's at 9.8. It's been above 22 for years. Even 60 Minutes admits that. Why does everyone just go along with the lie? Because this criminal government tells us it's 9.8. Motorists could see $3 gas at the pump by Christmas. Bloomberg reports that it could hit $200 a barrel without new policies. What did Lindsey Williams' source tell him a month ago? Eric Cantona's call for bank protest sparks online campaign. The French are bracing for that because he's got so much support as a soccer player. Does Bernanke look like a man who's confident about the state of the economy? No, the big banks have not paid back government bailouts and subsidies. George Washington blog breaks down the fact that they haven't paid it back. It's all a lie. I want to briefly bring Ted Anderson up. Ted, what's gold and silver doing today right now?
Well, that's a good question. Silver shot over $30 an ounce today, $30.10. Gold, $14.22. I mean, Alex, my God, we had Ben Bernanke on here last Sunday talking about QE3. I mean, $600 billion
isn't
enough.
Yeah, a month into them spending $1 trillion, now they're talking about trillions more, and they're buying off our media. No wonder the media is telling you telescreens with literal big sis on them everywhere and checkpoints is good, because they're bought and paid for.
You know, I just wondering if we're just heading into a complete meltdown. I mean, when I watch silver just jump over $30 an ounce, $30.10, and it just makes you wonder, where in the world is this going to stop?
It's total. They've planned their world government forever. This is it. And the average yuppie's literally drunk watching football, has no idea what's about to happen to them. The telescreens are going in. The preachers have almost all been hired and are spying on their flocks. I mean, we are living in a hell pit. They've built up this whole grid. They got the SWAT teams ready, all brainwashed. I mean, this is just hell, Ted.
It sure is. I mean, it's just, I mean, I feel sorry for anybody that's worked their life and saved money. I mean, the people that did everything right are the ones that are going to get crucified.
Well, they're going to implode the economy, stage terror attacks. The terrorists will parade around as our saviors on TV. We'll all be told to worship them. They'll parade some troops around at the football games. And it's telescreens in the Walmarts telling you spy on your neighbors.
Well, I mean, Alex, I don't know what to say, but, you know, it makes me wonder if there's going to be a better country to live in than the United States.
It's a new world order. There's nowhere to run, Ted.
I know it. We got to fight it. We got to fight it right here. That's all we have. You know, there's no way of getting away from it otherwise. Alex, I held those silver dollars down on your videos just because I want your videos to get out there now.
Yeah, you know, there's one big thing we can do to Big Sis and all these crooks. You buy silver, it exposes they've been suppressing it. You buy gold, and then, again, it freezes the inflation, and then as the dollar's devalued, historically, you can then cash it in and get your value back at that time. That's why we promote gold and silver. Ted, you said that you were running out of the gold and silver you had. Have you had to go up on prices?
I had to go up on everything, but I have two things that I held back. The Walking Liberty half, I'm still at $1,284. And your Fall of the Republic Endgame and Obama deception deal for $97.
That's three silver dollars, three films, and free shipping. Anybody who's got a brain can look at that and tell you that's a $60 discount.
It is. I mean, silver's over $30 an ounce. You get three silver dollars in this thing. That's less than the spot price of silver with the videos and the silver dollars all put together. I mean, you can't even, there's just nothing else out there in the entire world as far as deals on silver.
Let me give them the number, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted, I want to come back briefly, get your take on the real unemployment numbers, and then I'm going to get into a bunch of other news. But I'm going to tell you, I knew it was coming, but the announcement, telescreens, just street corners, Walmart, Target, spy grids, hell forces, just, I mean, it's incredible.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or InfoWars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying a 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true.
total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives.
Yes.
Even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
That's right.
Illusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Illusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I have known it was coming. I have seen the Viper teams and the TSA working with local police and patting people down in Florida and Texas just last week. But now, all total, close to 800 Walmarts, every Walmart in the U.S. in the next month, 250 this week, when you go to the checkout lines, big televisions controlled and paid for by Homeland Security, literally saying, watch your neighbors, report stuff, literally with Napolitano, right out of 1984. I haven't been in a Walmart in years, but you better believe I'm going to be going to, and it's going to be everywhere, just in America, TV screens. And, of course, it'll be Al-Qaeda one day, and then does your neighbor have guns? Or are you following the new green rules? Government, media, just in our lives, while the government's been taken over by foreign banks stealing everything. We currently owe right at $14 trillion to the bankers, all made up fiat, through fraud. Bernie Madoff was part of it. Ken Lay set up the carbon tax. Bernie Madoff founded NASDAQ. These are crooks. These are crooks, hardcore crooks, who've set up a wonderland where they run the FBI, the police. The police are like roid heads on average, just completely dumbed down like the general public on power trips. We are in so much trouble. The government's run murdering mass murder wars everywhere. I mean, we are this wicked demonic empire. We've killed 50 million babies in abortion. They're poisoning the water supply. And then look at this CNBC report. The Fed has a $110 billion problem with new Benjamins. They printed the bills wrong. The 3D security strip and color shifting had a problem. I'm sure this is some scam. I'm sure somebody's getting the $110 bill. I mean, why not? They can stick their hands down our pants and radiate us. Why not? The total face value of the usable bills, $110 billion, represents more than 10% of the entire supply of U.S. currency on the planet. And about two-thirds of the money's outside the U.S. So in the U.S., you know, we're talking about maybe, you know, a little bit more than this. For now, the unusable bills are stored in vaults as cash packs or four bundles of 4,000 each, with each pack containing 16,000 bills. I'm sure there's some scam behind this, but that gives you an example that they're telling you that there's only a fraction of paper money compared to all of the debt. 1.5 quadrillion with around 600 trillion of it owed by you and I. And what is that debt? It's derivatives created by Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and others. And who funds all this police state? Who funds your kids being federalized and schools being brainwashed? the same stinking crooks. It's us or them. Haven't you figured that out yet? We're all in incredible danger. They don't stop just shooting poor black folks up with syphilis or little kids in Guatemala or giving little kids in Africa live polio this year and last year, telling them it's a vaccine. They're doing it to all of us. They're estimating half the public's going to have diabetes. People are getting Alzheimer's at 25. They're poisoning us. They're hitting us hard. You idiot police. You idiot military people who think I'm not the patriotic person. You're morons. This is a scientific dictatorship attacking you and your family. I know how to recognize a threat when I see one. Government people sticking their hands down your pants and protecting the real terrorist, Anwar al-Awlaki, and getting the underwear bomber on the plane on record and putting up telescreens and secretly training preachers for 5 years to tattle on their flocks and spy on everybody and InfraGuard and citizen spies everywhere and open borders and a government constantly caught shipping in narcotics. It is an arrogant, sadomasochistic orgy of psychopaths just ripping everything off, stealing everything, running around mass murdering, just totally criminal. You better get over your liberal paradigm, your Republican paradigm. You better get hardcore and serious, folks. I'm not risking my life because I want to be a hero. I'm not risking my life because this is fun. I'm risking my life because these people are pure scum and threaten our species, and it's time for good people to stand up to evil and to learn how to recognize it and to break out of your trance. They think you're so stupid. They now come out and say, yeah, we're watching everything you do on your credit card in lifetime illegally. We do whatever we want. Bunch of criminals. And they got a bunch of weak-minded, fluoride head scum working for them. Ugh. Man, I tell you, I'm going to try to fix this. I'm going to try to get as many people motivated as I can. I wish, though, there was some free country to hightail it to. Because I'd try to go there and build it up as a fortress of liberty against the tyranny. The problem is, in building that fortress of liberty to defeat the tyranny, we'd turn into a tyranny. But there's nowhere to go. I want to explain that. I love the Republic. I love this country. But this is too much. I would be out of here so fast it'd make your head spin. There's nowhere to go. There's scum and crooks running things everywhere. Because in the last 50 years, television has been put in, and the average person is a couch potato. The average person is literally in a trance. And again, you heard Congressman Barr in the first hour. They've built an apparatus up that dwarfs 1984. They just haven't started the hardcore oppression. But you notice they're arresting people for videotaping cops. Doesn't matter if it's not a law. They just do it. You notice it's being humiliated by the slobs the government hires who just enjoy the power trip and have no respect for themselves or anybody else. The worst elements of society just filling the government. It's like cancer. The troops, you know, so many of them are good men and women, and they're just all shot up with the late-action cancer viruses on record. Got all the patents, all the documents. They're just killing you en masse. I'll never forget when a Rick Perry staff came to Endgame 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, and he said, yeah, I was a medic at Fort Sam Houston, and the government shot up some special forces guys, and they all died in 3 days, and then we had to go in hazmat suits and clean out the barracks. And I know what you're saying is true, but Rick Perry isn't bad, I promise. As Rick Perry was trying to make schoolgirls take the Gardasil shot on record that kills a bunch of them. I mean, you people just want it. You want abortions. You want death. You want to drink bisphenol A and fluoride, and you love it, okay? Fine, enjoy it. Just all of you, just love it and enjoy it. And love the inflation and love losing your standard of living because you'll still have a TV to watch, and you can cry when they sing the Star Spangled Banner and then trample all over what the flag symbolizes. Okay, you want to be slaves? You got it, okay? America is a cursed nation because of the 50 million abortions and all of you that make excuses about it and all the wars and all the rest of it. Fine. You dehumanize those Iraqis, you've been dehumanized. What you've allowed to happen to others in your name is now going to be done to you. And most of you are so stupid you'll buy the propaganda and go right along with it. Armies of obese people sticking their hands down our pants? and body scanners and they're going to be in the shopping malls and big telescreens with government messages and everywhere. I mean, what on earth are we doing? And we're always under attack by the Republicans and the Democrats and the Media Matters and all these people. I mean, they sit there with straight faces and write these articles lying about us. Oh, we're nuts. We think there's tyranny. Oh, yeah, there's just secret arrests and torture going on and black sites everywhere. All right, going back to Ted Anderson, who's been holding for like 45 minutes just to get on here. I wanted to get him on. Ted, briefly, tell folks about gold and silver going way up today and what that means. And
well, I tell you what, gold and silver going up today is a reflection of the currency that's going to be devaluated, and everybody's anticipating that that's happening. Of course, it already is happening. I do have a new product.
The average yuppie likes it, though.
Oh, I know it.
They like that demonic-looking chipmunk, big sis. I'm looking at her picture right now makes me want to throw up, a bunch of scum. And now Ted Turner's on the screen. I can't look at him. Just go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's all right. Silver bags of dimes. And we put this product right on your website here just the other day. 1,000 dimes, silver dimes for $2,294 currently right now on 22 cents. $2,292.22. We call this the survival bag because it has 1,000 silver dimes. And this is the dime that represented a real dime going all the way back to 1776. This is the real silver dime. Now, I'm not talking about the dimes we carry in our pocket now. My goodness, they had to go to steel. They have to make pennies out of steel now because they couldn't afford to buy the copper to make pennies anymore. What are they going to do? Start making pennies out of wood? I mean, they're just printing way, way, way too much money, and they can no longer afford to forge our coins out of metal, even if it's pot metal now. You know, so here you have it. Survival bag of dimes, 1,000 dimes, $22.94, or $2,294.22. That is a good buy. That's something that you can use in the worst-case scenario. God hope it doesn't come, but it looks like it is. The other thing, too, Alex, I mean, people... Endgame, fall of the Republic, you know, Obama deception, all tied together with three silver dollars delivered to your door at $97. That price will not stay there. You know, Franks right now are at $305. You get the full year subscription to Bob Chapman's newsletter, The International Forecaster. Walking Liberty halves. I know I'm going to have to raise the price on those, $1,284 right now. I mean, there's just so many things that are, you know, ripe for the picking. You know, I'm trying to hold my prices down, but the market is just running away on me. It is all about the unemployment rate like you're talking about. And, you know, Ben Bernanke, I'm about to say President Ben Bernanke, he has more power than President Barack Obama, obviously, deciding that, yes, indeed, we're going to go past the $600 billion to try to attack this unemployment thing. I mean, it's just out of this. It's so far out of hand. It's not funny. Anybody that has their money in currency, I mean, my goodness.
Well, if folks are saying they need to calling it gold and silver, and those are incredible prices, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. So silver is above $30 an ounce today, 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
Absolutely, 800-686-2237. Now, here's a new article up on PrisonPlanet.com. The secret behind Ted Turner's call for a global one-child policy. Uncle Ted has five children, but once the new order is done with its economic raping of the middle class, you may be forced to get sterilized for cash. That's why they want to make you bankrupt. Just months after a leaked UN blueprint revealed climate change alarmists would start pushing overpopulation fears in favor of the discredited mantra of global warming as a means of dismantling the middle class, billionaire globalist Ted Turner followed suit during a Cancun luncheon yesterday when he urged the world to adopt China's brutal one-child policy and even suggested poor people should be sterilized in return for government handouts. See, they take your job by design and sterilize you. Following a speech by economist Brian O'Neill from the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research, which concluded that a rapidly rising global population is contributing to an acceleration of emission growth, carbon dioxide we exhale, as Ted Turner's buddy, Bill Gates, said. Uncle Ted stepped in to remind us that mere slaves should not aspire to follow his example of having five children, restricting themselves to one, or being made to face the wrath of Chinese-style one policy, which sends women who defy its edicts to re-education camps once they've been beaten, forcibly injected, and had their baby boiled alive inside their wombs, of course. Then he links to the mainstream news admitting all of that. Mr. Turner, a longtime advocate of population control and the environmental stress on the earth, requires radical solutions, suggesting countries should follow China's lead in instituting a one-child policy to reduce global population over time. He added that fertility rights could be sold so that poor people could profit from their decision not to reproduce. This is eugenics 110%. The secret behind Ted Turner's call for Western nations to enforce a tyrannical policy that in the China is administered by undercover police and family planning authorities, who our own government set up, who kidnap, force drug, and then forcibly abort babies of pregnant women, has nothing whatsoever to do with his concern for the environment. Turner himself has five children and owns no less than 2 million acres of land. He is the largest private landowner on the planet. See, he just hates you, folks. He's a control freak. He's such a slime bag. And his money's tax-free. He didn't spend, about what a great philanthropist he is. Falling short of only the royal families of Europe, Turner has publicly advocated shocking population reduction programs that would cull the human population by a staggering 95% on record. These are links to his statements. A figure only achievable by outright genocide, mass abortion, and infanticide. But if they tell you it's to fight Al-Qaeda, the average yuppie will blow their head off, you know, right in front of a Walmart scanner. They'll just be like, oh, God, I love you, Ted Turner. Psst, ah. Just, you know, it's so great. In the third world, Turner has contributed literally billions to population reduction, namely through the United Nations program, leading the way for the likes of Bill and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett, Gates' father, who's long been a leading board member of Planned Parenthood and a top eugenicist. Gates himself has given speeches in which he promotes the use of vaccines and abortion as a means of reducing global population and lowering CO2 emissions. It's us or them, folks. You got to get this article out to everybody. You got to get aggressive. Quite how an improvement in health care through vaccines that supposedly save lives would lead to lowering the global population is an oxymoron, unless Gates was referring to vaccines that sterilize people, as the UN's been caught doing, which is precisely the same method advocated by White House science czar John P. Holdren, linked to his statements, which calls for a dictatorial planetary regime to enforce draconian measures for population reduction via all manner of oppressive techniques, including sterilization. And they already put radioactive isotopes that sterilize you and fluoride in the water. And how many more medical doctors I got to have on, and the government even knows it's true, but the average yuppie is so brain damaged from this, they love it. Oh, you know, we got the Patriots and the whoever's coming up in the game. Oh, yeah, man, I like it. Hey, great then. You like it. Well, I'm not one of these people that wants to be killed and likes people jacking with my food and water. You may like it because you're such cowards deep down, you deny any of this, but not me. You understand that? Not me. It's an assault on me and my family, what Bill Gates and Ted Turner are doing. It's an assault on my family when Homeland Security runs around staging all these terror attacks. It's an assault on me. And I'm sick of it. And I'm not your property, you control freaks. All of you are ugly, little demonic, filthy goblins that hate humanity because you're such ugly trash. Your souls are as black as hell, and I hate your guts, and humanity's going to defeat you.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Look, folks, the way tyranny works is it builds up to a certain point and then it just explodes. And we now are 1 second after the explosion. It's just going to get worse and worse now until we say no. They want us dead. They don't just want to give us socialism and communism. They want socialism and communism with a corporate fascist global government above it so they can kill you. I've got thousands of government documents. I have the Rockefeller Foundation documents where they admit they're jacking the vaccines. Most of you who've had family die young of different degenerative diseases, I want you to know these people murdered your family, and they're murdering you right now. And I'm done. I'm tired of these people getting away with it because good people lay down, okay? This article by Watson just goes on, and it just makes me sick because every link, I've already read the link up years ago. I already know all this frontwards and backwards, and most people listening probably don't even care enough to get the article and send it out to people that there's an organized mass murder soft kill campaign going on against you and your family. There is no way out of this but exposing this trash and taking our society back. Have you noticed how crazy it's getting? Get up on your hind legs like a man, like a woman, and start organizing people. These are murderers we're dealing with. Bunch of smiley-faced murderers who treat us like children. We're supposed to go along with them into their high-tech 21st century death camps. I'm not going to be part of it. And I commit myself, body, soul, 110% against you, globalist. The good news is you're still you. You're still ugly. Your souls are ugly. You're cowardly. You're a bunch of wicked control freak trash. You're miserable, and your high-tech systems aren't going to keep you alive forever. You think you're invincible. You think you're going to mold society. God is not a sadist like you believe, and you're not God, and you're going to fail. The truth is you're humanity's test, and humanity is going to pass the test by defeating you. This is what, and it goes on to say, White House science advisor John P. Holdren's plan to sterilize through the water. This is what Gates Turner discussed when they met in secret with the likes of George Soros and David Rockefeller at a private gathering of billionaires in Manhattan, linked to mainstream news. Last year, a confab focused around how these globalists could use their wealth to slow the growth of the world population by cutting off your carbon. Whew, man, they're evil. And then don't worry, you don't have a job because of globalism? Sterilization, 10 grand. As is manifestly provable, the true agenda behind fanning the flames and fears about overpopulation is to reduce living standards globally by preventing the third world from ever becoming economically prosperous, which would lower their population, while also eviscerating the middle class of Western nations. See, if you go back to 49, the World Commission on Population, they said, we're going to let the third world explode by not industrializing. Then we're going to use them as a weapon to deindustrialize the West. Then we're going to soft kill all of them. And you know what the King of England said? Heil Hitler. Just like his brother had, who had to abdicate because of his Nazi activities. This is a lot bigger than the Nazis, folks. As is manifestly provable, the true agenda behind this is to cut living standards worldwide by preventing the third world from ever becoming economically prosperous while eviscerating the middle class of Western nations. It has nothing whatsoever to do with the earth and is merely another convenient Trojan horse the globalists invoke to advance their tyranny. This fact was admitted in a leaked UN blueprint, which emerged in September. The document called for alarmists to push over population. Now they're being honest about what they want as a replacement for climate change, while conducting that the ultimate goal and conceding was to limit and redirect the aspirations for a better life of rising middle classes around the world. You hear that? Teaching you to hate yourself, teaching you to not have a survival instinct. Well, I got a strong one, and I recognize a bunch of devils when I see them. In other words, to convince the masses that they will have to be content with a state of near poverty in order to save the planet from Armageddon. Then once you're poor, sterilization. And it just goes on. The article's so key. Great job by Watson. It's up at prisonplanet.com. The secret behind Ted Turner's call for a global one-child policy. Retransmission's coming up with Bob Barr right now. Stay with us.